Experience of the McWilliamses with Membranous Croup by Mark Twain. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Experience of the McWilliamses with Membranous Croup by Mark Twain. Well, to go back to where I was before I digressed, to explain to you how that frightful and incurable disease, membranous croup, was ravaging the town and driving all mothers mad with terror, I called Mrs. McWilliams' attention to little Penelope and said, "Darling, I wouldn't let that child be chewing that pine stick if I were you." "Precious, where is the harm in it?" said she, but at the same time preparing to take away the stick, for women cannot receive even the most palpably judicious suggestion without arguing it, that is, married women. I replied, "Love, it is notorious that pine is the least nutritious wood that a child can eat." My wife's hand paused in the act of taking the stick, and returned itself to her lap. She bridled perceptibly and said, "Hubby, you know better than that. You know you do. Doctors all say that the turpentine in pine wood is good for weak back and the kidneys." Ah, I was under a misapprehension. I did not know that the child's kidneys and spine were affected, and that the family physician had recommended. Who said the child's spine and kidneys were affected? My love, you intimated it. The idea! I never intimated anything of the kind. Why, my dear, it hasn't been 2 minutes since you said. Bother what I said! I don't care what I did say. There isn't any harm in the child's chewing a bit of pine stick if she wants to, and you know it perfectly well, and she shall chew it, too. So there now. Say no more, my dear. I now see the force of your reasoning, and I will go and order 2 or 3 cords of the best pine wood today. No child of mine shall want while I— Oh, please, go along to your office and let me have some peace. A body can never make the simplest remark, but you must take it up and go to arguing and arguing and arguing till you don't know what you're talking about, and you never do. Very well, it shall be as you say, but there is a want of logic in your last remark, which— However, she was gone with a flourish before I could finish, and had taken the child with her. That night at dinner she confronted me with a face white as a sheet. "Oh, Mortimer, there's another! Little Georgie Gordon is taken. Membranous croup? Membranous croup. Is there any hope for him? None in the wide world. Oh, what is to come of us?" By and by, a nurse brought in our Penelope to say good night and offer the customary prayer at the mother's knee. In the midst of, "Now I lay me down to sleep," she gave a slight cough. My wife fell back like one stricken with death, but the next moment she was up and brimming with the activities which terror inspires. She commanded that the child's crib be removed from the nursery to our bedroom, and then she went along to see the order executed. She took me with her, of course. We got matters arranged with speed. A cot bed was put up in my wife's dressing room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?